So do you like seltzer? Anyone here a big seltzer fan?
No.
Okay, good, perfect. So, sometime I'll give you a case. So the case of the Chassidish Rebbe is they're often at the Rebbe's Tish, so they'll be going Shal Shuris Tish, not that I've been to too many Rebbe's Tishes, but I would imagine you see, you'll have to see the pictures, the Chassidish Tishes, they have seltzer there. And the question is, after you bench at the Rebbe's Tish, you're going to go Daven Maariv, or after you Daven Maariv, before you make Avdola, you just want to finish your glass of seltzer. Allowed to or not allowed to? Or your more practical case, you come home from shul and you're about to make Avdola, but you're really thirsty. So you see on the table a bottle of seltzer. Can you just take a cup of seltzer before
you... You don't have to make a shakol if you're thirsty.
If you're thirsty, you have to make a shakol. The opposite way. If you're not thirsty, you don't have to make a shakol. But and that's a separation on water. But let's assume you are thirsty. I'm thirsty. Okay, so I asked the posek of the generation. I asked the posek generation Gemini what the status of come to our Shavuos night. I think we may be doing an AI series in Shavuos night. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's our theme for now. And we're still working it out if that's going to actually happen. You know, if AI is keep us up all night. But Gemini paskin for us this Shavuot. I didn't ask it the halacha, but I asked it, what is seltzer? My question for Gemini was, is seltzer the same as water? That was what I wrote in. Gemini said, by the way, the other day, I was using Gemini to help edit some of my articles or whatever. So I told it, shkoyach, and it told me, tiskul mitzvahs, bad. So I sometimes call it an idiot when it gets things wrong, but that it doesn't respond to. But this time I said, shkoyach, wrote back to me, tiskul mitzvahs, go figures, worlds. So anyway, it says to me, technically, seltzer is water, but with a fizzy twist. While they both provide the same level of hydration, there are a few chemical and physical differences that set them apart. So what is seltzer, it says to me. Seltzer is plain water, that's an important point, that has been carbonated by dissolving carbon dioxide gas into it under pressure. Unlike club soda or mineral water, true seltzer contains, and it's bolded for me, no added materials, that's very important, or sodium, which gives it a very clean taste, similar to tap or filtered water. That's what it says. Is it healthy compared to still water? It tells me also. For the average person, seltzer is an excellent alternative to plain water, especially if it helps you stay hydrated. However, there are three minor factors to keep in mind. Number one, hydration. That's number two. Number one, hydration. Studies show that seltzer hydrates you just as effectively as still water. Your body absorbs the H2O regardless of the bubbles. Two, dental health. The carbonation process creates a weak carbonic acid. While this makes seltzer more acidic than plain water, it is still significantly less damaging to tooth enamel than sugary sodas or citrus juices. And three, digestion. The gas in seltzer can cause bloating or gas in some people. On the flip side, some find that the carbonation actually helps settle an upset stomach or aids in swallowing. The verdict, then, it tells me. If you're drinking plain seltzer, no added sugars or citric acid, it is functionally the same as water for your health. That's interesting. If you are choosing between a seltzer and a sugary soda, the seltzer is the clear winner every time. That seems pretty basic. Not so many chidushim in that, but I think what is going to be the key line, which it bolded for me also, its first line that it told me, I'm going to repeat to you the first line when I asked, is seltzer the same as water? It said, technically, and it bolds these three words for me, seltzer is water, but with a fizzy twist. Now, why does that matter? Says the Gemara in Psachim, talking about drinking before Havdalah, the Gemara has a discussion, are you allowed to drink water before Havdalah? So in other words, you come home and you just want to grab a glass of water. If you're one of those people that always walk with the water bottle, you want to take your water bottle drink right before you Havdalah. As you're walking home, you walk into the house, everyone's getting ready to make Havdalah. You're sitting there, so you chug some water. Says the Gemara, it's a machlokas. The Gemara says, Mayo Weslan, but it's not a big issue. Water is fine. You're not allowed to have chamra or shichra, like alcohol or beer or whatever it is that you shouldn't drink before Avdallah. But Mayo Weslan, but water is not a problem. Says the Gemara, well, that disagrees with Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said, Chazu Gavri saw a person, Deshasa Maya Kodim Avdallah. He was drinking water before Avdallah. Amalei lo mistapi marmei askara. You're not afraid of the disease of askara for those that drink water before Havdalah. So says the Gemara, it seems like there's this a little bit of a dispute whether you can drink water before Havdalah or not. Says, huh? Some type of like choking, I think, disease. I don't know if the literal or medical term, but I think askara is like a choking disease. Comes along Shulchan Aruch. Huh? You don't want it. You don't want it. Okay, yeah, maybe. Whatever it is, you don't want it. Says Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, Aser, it's Aser, Lechol Shum Davar. You're not allowed to eat any food. O Afil Lishtos Yayin, or to drink wine. O Shar Mashkin, or other liquids. Again, or other liquids. Chutz Mimayim. Except for water, once it gets dark, until you make Havdalah. And again, that means after you, then the Shulchan Aruch talks about if you're in the middle of your Suda, let's talk about after your Suda is over. So you've daven Ma'ariv even, you come home, you want to drink, you're waiting for your wife, you know, you don't want to say this so publicly, but of course you wait for your wife, and you're sitting there, you know, for 5, 10, 15 minutes while they're all cleaning up. No, you're newing them, don't new too out, you can get thrown out of the house. And so you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs. And what are you supposed to do? You're getting thirsty. So can you take a drink? Says Shulchan Aruch, you can take water, water only. Can you take seltzer? What about soda? Yes or no? No?
Soda, you might be accused for Abdul itself, so you shouldn't be able to.
Ooh, okay. So but can you use seltzer? Yes or no at that point? It's just carbonated water. Yes? No? Okay, there's a difference in flavor, not flavor. Okay. Comes along the Piskei Tshuvos, and just to clarify, this halacha. This halacha is very different. It's different than, the fear over here of drinking is not that you're going to come to forget to make Havdalah, like we sometimes find in other halachas, you're not going to eat before the mitzvah, lest you come to forget it. This is a kavod for Shabbos, that it's degrading to Shabbos to not focus on Shabbos. You're just going to drink, like, okay, Havdalah is the end of Shabbos, Kiddush is the beginning of Shabbos. So if you do anything before or after it, it's a zilzal, it's a degradation in the Kedusha of Shabbos. Now, Friday night, one more point. Friday night, though, we're more machmir. Because Friday night halacha is you shouldn't drink water, even water, before Kiddush. Since Avdallah is on the way out of Shabbos, we're more lenient that we allow you to have water. But Friday night you come into the house and you're really thirsty, and you know you're waiting for them to get set up. So yeah, I see a couple of smiles here. Yeah, we all know this routine. Yeah, so you're waiting for everyone. Can you just take a drink of water? Answer is Friday night you should not before Kiddush. Matzei Shabbos Avdallah you can't have water. Yeah.
But I thought the Havdalah is specific to the food, right? If you did Atachat and Tanu, officially for Malacha purposes, your Shabbos is over.
Correct, but for food, we really need the Havdalah on.
Yes, but if the idea is that it's a degradation of Shabbos, your Shabbos officially ended for Malacha purposes.
For Malacha purposes, but that's what we talked about. It ended for Malacha purposes, but the Kedusha Shabbos is not fully done until you end it with the second Havdalah that you need. You need this Alakos. You can't just make Havdalah in davening. You need an Alakos, which the rabbis enacted as well. So you have a double Vizdarabbanan. So if you start drinking before Havdalah, it's degrading. Okay, so water we allow you to have because water is almost like nothing. But what about seltzer? From Shulchan Aruch, you don't really get any answer to that question. Comes along Aruch HaShulchan and gives you a little bit more color. He says, you're allowed, Asr Lechol, Shum Dover, same thing, Olishtos Yayin, Oshar Mashkin. It says, Levad Mimayim, except for water. Why water? She'ein Bo Chashivus Klal, because it doesn't have any importance. Now, Would you say seltzer is not important?
No, unless you're thirsty, it has no importance.
But it's fundamentally a drink, yeah. Which has no...
It keeps you alive.
Okay, but it has no chashivas to drink. Would you say seltzer has chashivas to it?
No.
How much does a bottle of seltzer cost versus a bottle of water? Is it about the same? I don't know. That is what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. Fine. Then the Aruch HaShulchan says, oh, by the way, guess what? He says, V'zesh anachnu nesarim gam mimayim. There are those who are careful even by water not to drink water. Why? He says, you don't have to do that. But he says, you know what it's based upon? It's based on that what happens Matzei Shabbos, the nefashos, who are in Gehenim, in hell, right? They go back out of Gehenim, they get out of Gehenim for Shabbos, then they go back Matzei Shabbos. So as they're all walking, parading back to Gehenim, what are you doing?
Drinking.
Sipping your water. A little bit of a zilzal. Yeah, you're thirsty, but they're dying in Gehenim. They're dead in Gehenim, and they're redying or whatever they are. So how dare you drink water, says the Aruch HaShulchan. So that's the basis for not even drinking water before Avdalah. Great. So what about our seltzer question? So to tackle our seltzer question, first we need to tackle the unsweetened tea. Are you allowed to have tea at that point? You're very cold. You're waiting for everyone to get ready for Avdol. You're sitting there for 10 minutes. Can you have tea or not? So the Salmas Chaim, yeah, writes. So the Salmas Chaim, Rabbi Zonenfeld, writes that tea or sugar water is permitted. I'll read to you what he writes. He says like this. He says any tea or sugar water, totally fine. He says, Ein limchos. Don't start up with anyone but me. Shoshosa te o mayim mesukim. What is te? What's mayim mesukim? What does that refer to? I don't know. This is Chaim Zonenfeld was in early 1900s. I think he was nifta already. So we're talking. I don't know what mayim mesukim meant. I don't know. O mayim mesukim nedav. He says don't start up with people. It's fine if they have shoshosa te. Omayim mesukim ufnei avdala. So some want to say, yeah.
Did some people put sugar in hot water?
That's what I would imagine. That's what I would have thought he's talking about. But comes along the Kovetz Halachas and starts discussing this. Well, how does this play in with the Afikoman? Everyone's Pesach's far, far gone. But we're 24 days away from Pesach. Huh? You're not allowed to drink after the Afikoman. Are you allowed to have soda after the Afikoman? It's a big issue. Dr. Brown's. You're allowed to have Dr. Brown's after kosher with Pesach. It's kosher. You spent $7 on the bottle of Dr. Brown's. You're allowed to drink it.
Wait a second. This year there was a whole shayla about seltzer.
I don't know. What is this shayla about seltzer?
Banned seltzer unless it had ashkacha on it.
I don't know. All right, so that was interesting because it's funny that you say that. So I had a story. So that's very interesting because I had a mice about that. I didn't even realize that. So that's so interesting. So I'll tell you a mice. Digress for an interesting story. So what do we do Erev Pesach? So what do I do with my 4-year-old and my 6-year-old? We give them a job. So their job is to be the mashkiach. So what do? They go to my dining room where I have all the kosher Pesach food, and it keeps them busy for about 2 hours or maybe an hour if we're lucky. Yeah, and they look at all the food that we bought and check if it says OUP. So my 4-year-old daughter, Esther, she's going through this thing, and she comes and shows us that the seltzer doesn't have a P by the OU. So usually it's not a problem because I just Google it and just checked if the CRCs and OUs, sometimes these foods don't need everything we bought from kosher stores. I thought they might not need a OUP. It looked like this was with cherry flavored. I don't drink. So my father was camera on the last. So I could try to get him seltzer cherry flavored. And he likes that. So I don't usually drink this, but I checked online. And what I found, I compared it with CRC or OU, seemed to indicate that cherry flavored seltzer needs an OUP. So she was so happy. So we made a huge deal out of it. We put it in the Chametz cabinet. But it was before Pesach, and so it was a big deal. But now that makes sense. If you told me there was a whole thing with seltzer this year, I don't know. I just looked online.
No, because I had this. Before Pesach.
Yeah.
Questions.
The seltzer, I don't know. The seltzer.
So basically, they said that seltzer, there was a shell of seltzer because plain CO2 is not a problem.
Right, but the corn syrup
is made from corn syrup.
I don't know. So I don't know what they put in this black cherries seltzer. Yeah.
I went to the OU to look in the book.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it either.
Okay.
The Mishnah Berurah, I mentioned it to Rabbi
Yol. Yeah, what did Rabbi Shonfel say? What did he say?
You know, he goes, let's look at the book because there's never a problem. He knew about the CRC.
Okay, yeah.
And the OU doesn't hold that. So So he couldn't find it in the book. That night, he actually sends me an email showing how the OU says that all seltzers
are fine.
Non-flavored and no additives.
This had a black cherry in it. So that already. But the shayla. But are you allowed to make? I don't get it. You're allowed to drink something like that before Havdalah or not? It's like a little bit of an additive, but it's essentially water, right? It's probably 99.9% water in it. So you mutter that to have a point. So you're saying?
I was saying that the gas usually is the byproduct when they're making beer.
Does that make it worse, the seltzer you're saying? Maybe you think it makes it worse.
For Pesach.
Oh, for Pesach, for sure. Okay. So comes along the Kovetz Halach and says, look, after Afikom, some want to say it's fine to have tea, it's a lot of everything like that. But then he says, well, that's not comparable, because that's really just a taste of the Afikom in your mind. Here we're talking about a kovod. It's degrading to have a chush of a drink before Havdalah. So says, I saw this other sefer by Rabbi Werner, he says it's mutter, and he says the reason is what you were saying before. Shkobowitz nailed this before. He said, if you can't make Havdalah on it, then you could drink it before Havdalah. Now that's a tremendous leniency, which we'll see others are going to discuss as well. If you look at the Dirshu fancy footnotes in the Mishnah Berurah, their version of the Mishnah Berurah, they have their footnotes on the side. They quote Vishulchan Shlomo allowed unsweetened tea, but Arletzi on the Svardish Shaposik, Rabbi Zion Abishal, in the previous generation, he said just water, no unsweetened tea as well. Fine, which gets to our feature presentation. New, I've got 5 minutes left. What about seltzer? New. Seltzer is good or no good? At the end of the day, now that you've served everything like this, does it make a difference if it's sweetened? Does it make a difference if it's got this citric flavors, black cherry? Yes or no? So not surprisingly, this is a huge discussion. Rav Kovetz Halachas, he permits seltzer, but because it has no taste and it's just water. That would imply, I believe, that only if it has none of these black cherry flavorings. If you have a regular seltzer water, I don't know why anyone would want to drink that. I don't like that carbonated taste at all. If it's no tasted, it's just water with carbonate. That doesn't interest me.
Why don't you like it?
What? No, because carbonate just makes it harder to drink. It just makes it dry. You can't even glug it down. It's just, I'm not a big fan of that. Look, the taste, the black cherry already makes it give it a little bit of a taste. Says the COVID, because it's perfectly plain, it's perfectly fine. Just because it's carbonate doesn't mess anything up. You could drink it before Havdalah. Comes along Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and they ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky, "Lishtos soda lifnei Havdalah." Now, soda in Israel is seltzer. Remember that. He says, "Shulchan Aruch." They asked him, "Osur lechol shum davar afil lishtos yain or shar mashum chutz mimayim." They quote our Shulchan Aruch, "Ha'im soda gamkein mutter lishtos or rak mayim bli soda." And again, I think he's talking about seltzer, not our Coca Cola. And he answers in Reb Chaim Kanievsky fashion, "Soda." Kemayim, which means it is permitted to drink soda. That is Chaim Kanievsky. They asked this to the Avnei Yoshve, the Rebbe Feinhandler, who was a top Talmud of Rebbe Yashiv, unfortunately was Nifter earlier than in his prime. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He wrote great 5 Svarim. I love quoting the Svarim. He would have lived longer. He could have written many more Svarim. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He writes like this, Shaila, Emutter Lishto Soda with Nevdala. Are you allowed to have soda? First, then he clarifies. He's so brilliant. He says, "Venira kavanoschek." He says, he writes to the questioner, "I assume what you mean by soda, mashnikra soda po be'eretz Yisrael, what we call soda in Israel. V'hainu shumayim bilvad imgazim." So I think he's talking about unflavored, although I'm not sure. Does he mean like citric flavor? I'm not sure. He says, "Ve'ena medaber ala soda shel America." I'm not talking about American. Shu gazuz. What does gazuz mean? What is
it? Yes.
What does that mean? I know, im tam v'sukar. I guess that means with taste and sugar. So I guess he's not referring to any flavored seltzer either, I don't think. Then he says, quotes our Shulchan Aruch, he says the question really is soda, again, seltzer, kemayim o kishar mashkim? And he says, umestaber, listen to this, chumra. Umestaber, she'en dino kemayim. He says it's not like water. Shariu betosefes hagazim. It's got this carbonate in it. He says, "Umistab." He says, "Ulchein gam bish Mishalmim avuro harbe yoser mimayim. You go into the store and you say you want to buy water or you want to buy seltzer, which costs more? He says seltzer costs more. Why? What are you paying for?
The gas.
The gas. He says very simple. He says v'lashon Chazal. He says is that lo kapti amaya. Rav Ashi didn't care about water. This is not water. He says umashma ach virak. Mayim, just water, velo, shum, dover, acher, not anything else. He says, v'arei mashka soda, the drink of soda, of seltzer, eino ach v'rak mayim, it's not just water, olechein aser lishtos oso lefnei avdala. So you have on one side, you have Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky and the Kovetz Halachas. You have Rav Chaim Kanievsky, which says, unflavored seltzer is totally fine. You have the Avnei Yashra, which is saying it's a problem. Comes along Rabbi Kusio Lieberman, who is Rabbi Mishnas Yosef's son. He's my fourth cousin once removed. And he writes like this. He says, I found this out when I was researching my son's name. And so, the huge Talmud Chacham Eretz Yisrael, I hope to meet him one day. So he writes like this. He says that May Soda, which is just mayim ba'alma, rak shemu guzozim, they add mugzim, they add this carbonate, they add this bubbles, ve'ena chashuvim, it's not chashuv, mutter l'shtosim, it's mutter to drink. Then he says, if I wasn't afraid of the other rabbonim, he says, I would say, ta'afiu shar mashkim mutter l'shtos. Even other drinks you could drink, except, because the Gemara only says, wine and shecher. Ve'efshir gam kavi, he says, maybe even coffee is bad, why? Shem chashuvim. Those are chashuv drinks. The derech la'asib b'shtiyasim, those are things that you drink with like a certain scent of, chashivas when you drink it, a certain sense of gestalt, whatever, a chashuvness. Right? He says, that he says, avomayim, water shame chashuv, it's not chashuv at all. You don't lean on water. You don't have any chashivas. He says, v'chora avshar mashkim ha'mesukim shizbizmaninu. You go buy a Coca-Cola. How chashuv is that? Ain't masibno. You're not going to have like lean on them. It's not like a chashuv a drink. He says, v'mikol makom, ain't biyadeinu hakol b'zeh. It's not up to me to be mako for this. And therefore he says, I'll call panim, but I can be mako for unflavored salts. So you have another kula on this thing, halacha l'maisa, it's pure to me, is that unflavored seltzer, which is just the bubbles, certainly it sounds like, according to most of these poskim, you could drink it. The trickier question becomes, it's got a teeny bit of tinge of the black cherry in it, you can barely taste the black cherry or the thing, is that permitted? Probably there's room to be lenient. If you're really thirsty and you really can't drink water for whatever reason, you really need that, there's probably room to be lenient about that as well. You get to Coca-Cola, already there I think we've crossed the line. That certainly you shouldn't have Coca-Cola before Avdallah. Mm-hmm. Best answer is to keep the chevra moving to make Avdallah quickly, and this way you'll be able to make Avdallah right away, and you can guzzle as much soda as you want afterwards.
The difference between diet